The main thing I could remember in raising of cotton was that it was hard manual type labor, and that it required one of the things that it required once that you got a good stand of cotton up, or a good number of plans up, which is known as a stand, you'd do a lot of chopping, because sometimes it would be too thick, and the theory then was that cotton would not grow too well if it was planted too thick.
So you'd go out
and chop a certain number of plans out in a row. Once you did this, there was a lot of poisoning that had to be done for boll weevils, that this was their primary feast, I guess. Sort of like we like ice cream, they like cotton about as well as we do ice cream. And once you got all this, and if you were lucky enough to make any cotton, then you had to go out and with a long, normally a long drag type sack, and you pick cotton with your hands.
Well, did you have much trouble with things growing up in the cotton?
Yeah, you had a lot of trouble with weeds.
Now, would that be with weeds, when you talk about weeds in your cotton, would that include grass and things like that?
Yeah, normally it would include your grasses and your broadleaf weeds, which were two separate type plants, but they're both objectionable to the raising of cotton.
So you call them all?
All weeds, or I guess.
And what kind of area would you grow cotton for again?
Normally, of course, in an open field area, and you would also try to locate one that was retained the moisture in the earth real well, and also one that was quite sandy, as this was supposed to be the best type of soil for growing cotton.
Well, if you grew cotton in a field, would you grow corn in a field too?
Not normally. Within the same field, you would not.
Well, I mean, would you say a field of corn? Is that the word you'd use for the area that you grew?
To describe where you grew corn? Yeah.
And what about tobacco? Where would you grow tobacco?
Well, you'd also grow that in a field, I guess.
Well, if you had just a small area, not as big as a field. Well, how big is a field, I should say? Because I really don't know what I'm talking about here. I should back up some.
I'm not real sure I do either, but generally farmers have places that they call gardens around their homes. And I'm not sure what the size of a garden is, because I've seen some gardens that were as much as 5 acres, but the normal garden would be something under 1 acre in size. So in my terminology, to me, a field would mean anything larger than 1 acre in size.
Well, what grows in a patch? Or what do briars grow in here?
Briar patch.
So that would be a... But what would you ever use that for something that you could grow like a...
Yeah, that is a term that's used quite often in this area. We say a... we generally talk about a patch, I guess, when we're dealing with vegetables in this area. We talk about a patch of tomatoes, or a patch of watermelons, a patch of cucumbers. But then when we go to row crops, we talk about a field of cotton or a field of corn. And why you use that different terminology, I never sit down and thought about it.
Well, so then could a patch